in Parsh Baloischo, we have a certain common theme. It starts off at the beginning of the parasha. At the beginning of the parasha, Rashi asked the question, Loma Nismucha Parshas HaMenoira of the Parshas HaNasiyim. What is the smichas of parashas of the parasha of Menoira? Bahaloischo as Aneirois to the parasha of the Nasiyim. Rashi says that when Aaron saw in the Chanukas HaNasiyim, that the Nasiyim will bring all these things and Mechanech and designate the Beis HaMikdash, they all thought, Chosha Oz Daita. He felt weak. He felt a little bit, he felt down. He wasn't involved. On him to shave it. So Hashem appeased him and said, don't worry. You're going to be Zeicha, Shachor Golam Mishalahem. You're going to be Zeicha and to be Madak and Meitiv as a Neiro. You're going to be Zeicha with the Menoira. And the Ramban says, this was Miram is also on the Eid of Chanukah. That was Zeicha that through your children will come about the great Nes of Chanukah. We have to understand over here first, Aaron was Chol Shadaita. He became like weak. He was das, but he was weak. He felt a little bit down, whatever you want to call it, because he wasn't involved. But Lamais, at the end of the day, there was no tzivo in Aaron to do the Etzim Zach. He was part of the Nasiyim came along, the Sardin Mechanech. What's Aaron so feeling down that he wasn't involved in Chanukas on the Nasiyim? The Nasiyim decided to do it, and they did it themselves. The same thing we find a little bit later on in the parasha. We find the sugya of the Eid of Pesach Sheni. Over there it says that it was in the second year of Klal Yisrael going out of Mitzrayim, and Klal Yisrael did the Pesach of Mayadoi, and after they had done it, became some men. There were people that were Tomei, the Nefesh Adam, they were Tomei Machlokes, they weren't Sukkot, why, who were they Tomei to, but they were Tomei. And they came to Moshe saying on that day, listen, Moshe Rabbeinu, we were Tomei, but Lama Nigara, why should we be lessened? That we don't have the ability to be marked with the Korban Hashem Mayad and some of the Yisrael. And the Mefarshim asked the question, what exactly? So Moshe obviously said to them, don't worry, come, we're going to hear and listen to what the Bereshim has to say. And then it was brought down the Indian of the Chiddush of Pesach Sheni, that they're going to be able to do Pesach Sheni. And many Mefarshim asked the question, what's exactly the tain of these people? Lomani Goram, I mean, they knew they were Tomei. Even for the forest, looks like Chata, but what exactly are they coming with a tiny Lomani Gor? You know, you need Gor because you're Tomei. So, a beautiful story comes out from this two parashias, and that is the story in life of Bersai. That there are times in life where a person has a terrace. He has an excuse. He has a reason why he can get out of something, some accomplishment, whatever it is in life to get out of. Especially in Ruchnias. Sometimes, you know, he ever tells you why he can't do it. Oynes Rachmana Patri, it says. The person in the matter of Oynes, the Torah parted him. Sometimes the person in the matter of Oynes, if he's honest, what can he do? He's not possible for him to do. It's not possible to go to the shul right now. It's not possible to go to the shiur today. He goes every day, but today he's not up to it. It's not possible to go, whatever. He has a headache, whatever it is. And that is taka teretz. He has an excuse, he has a teretz. We have to realize it, boys, this is the biggest sign. That from tirutzim, you don't become anything. Tirutzim never make anybody into anybody. And you're right, you might not be punished for it. We might not be held accountable so much for it, But the accomplishment that can be done when a person pushes on and he overcomes the struggles is so much greater, is so stupendous, has so much weight to it, that a person has to realize that to reach his potential, to reach the person that he really can become, he has to override all these obstacles and not live with the excuses of tirutzim. For there always be this never-ending for numbers of tirutzim why a person can't do something. And he might be right, the tirutzim. But at the end of the day, he might be just left with tirutzim and the madrega and the ability and the potential that he should have been got to will never happen. Because he lived the life of tirutzim. And this is what they were tithing. Lomani Gora. Why should we lose out? You're right with Jmeim right now. And right, but they had a good reason to be Tomei. They went to be Tomei, they wanted to take some say the bias and brother Aviyu. Whatever, they went to be Tomei for a good reason, Mace Mitzvah, whatever the reason was. And the mice, they had a teretz right now. They had an excuse. They had the proper answer why they weren't going to be able to be makriv the Korban Pesach. So they could have said, okay, we're pata, let's go home. But since they desired so much to get the milah of Korban Pesach, they wanted the milah of Korban Pesach so badly, they didn't want to suffice with excuse, because the excuse would have parted them, and they would have got away with it. But some of the Shotov, they wouldn't have had the milah, they wouldn't have had the advantage of somebody who does the Korban Pesach. They wouldn't have got the madrega and the mila of somebody who does the Korban Pesach. And that's what they were bought. Loma Nigora, why should I lose out? Why should I have less? It wasn't my fault. I have a teretz. I have an excuse. I have reasons that I don't have to do certain acts. But at the end of the day, those tirutzim will only get the p'tur. It only exempt me. I won't have the maila of the mitzvah of the ma'isim tovim that I could have done. And we find this inyan by Avraham Avinu, so stark, this yisoid. Avraham Avinu was the third day to his meal, an old man, 99-year-old man, sitting out at the tent, boiling hot day, the hottest day that was ever in the history of the world. Hashem took out the sun from its case. The heat was stupendous. There was no reason in the world, even if the sun wasn't out, that Avram should be up out of bed, a 90-year-old man, after 3 days after operation. But certainly in that heat. But Avram said, okay, I have the teretz. I could sit in my bed and have all the p'turim in the world, but I won't have the mile of doing an act of chesed in this scenario. And an act of doing a mile of mitzvah in this scenario has so much power to it. So he got up from his bed and he went out and he was mesiv nefesh. And we ate the schus, that peiros of that mice, as the Gemara tells us about Matzia Pehe, that every act that Avram did for those malah, for those Arabs, for those visitors that came, that he ran out in his mesiras nefesh. We got the mon, we got the splitting of the yams, so everything came to that mile. So good, Avram would have stayed in bed and everything would have been fine. At the end they went and no one had a tainah. But Avram felt the mila and the tremendous zikuk hanefesh, the tremendous chusim and milas and good zacha that he's doing for his neshama, only going to come about because I don't give in to the teretz. I overcome the obstacles. I overcome the difficulties and I say, no, I'm not going to give in to the terrors. I'm not going to say, oh, again, a person, Chas V'Shalom, is deathly ill. We're not talking about those madrigas. There are people, even in those scenarios, were able to do it. But I'm talking when a person has some type of terrors, and he overcomes, he says, you know what, I'm not going to rely on the terrors. I'm not going to use the terrors as a way to get to exempt myself. When a person says that, and he overcomes the adversary, and he says, no matter what, I'm going to take care of it. I'm gonna, even though it's difficult and it's a design, but for care, because it's difficult, because it's hard, I'm not gonna rest my laurels on the excuse or the exemption. I'm gonna take the bull by the horn and I'm gonna go about do my business anyway. The mile that he had a situation he never would have had, and he's uplifts the Shema to tremendous levels of us. And this could be Aaron's time to be in the Pasha also. And Echanamia, I wasn't mitzvah to go be involved with the Mishkan, but now that I saw the same thing and I wasn't involved, I'm going to be Gora, I'm going to have less, I have a teretz. No one asked me to do it, I wasn't mechuyev to do it, but at the end of the day, I'm not going to have the Maila. And that's what he was bothering him so much, I want to have that Maila, and Hashem gave him a bracha that he's going to be made to be there, to be zecha, to be the Kohanim that bring about the Yeshua in the time of Hanukkah. Shmuel Birnbaum was coming on the boat to America. He took with him a shtender from Shanghai. They were coming from Shanghai and Mir. And were traveling finally on the boat that finally the war was over and they were escaping. Let's call it getting out from the Shanghai, which was an area where they had tremendous steiging, but the heat and the and everything that was going on over there was very, very difficult to bear. And they were now coming, finally getting away from the war years, and traveling to America, to the free America. And Shmuel Birnbaum took a shtender wherever he went. He put the shtender on the boat, and he was in his barrack underneath the boat, on the bottom of the boat, in his barrack, learning by shtender. One of the Talmidim Amir was on deck. Who finally, as the boat was nearing into San Francisco, at that time they came in 1947, the boat was nearing, was coming into San Francisco, and the Golden Gate Bridge in the early morning was in full sight, and the look and the landscape that was there was tremendous. Someone ran down from Shmuel Berman and said, Rebbe, Reb Shmuel, he was a bacher then, you got to come up for a minute, put away the gemara, and say, you got to see this beautiful, beautiful view, panorama view, early morning, the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, to see this view, it's a once-in-a-lifetime feeling, coming on a boat, the escape, coming back, the survivors of the war, now coming to a free land, and seeing this unbelievable panoramic view. So Shmuel said to him, when am I going to have this opportunity in life to say no, and to be able to stay by the Gemara? There's always opportunities to leave the Gemara. We want to have this opportunity when it's such a taiva, such a, and to say no, and to stay by the Gemara. And he stayed by the Gemara, he sat and learned with us. Many people have to root some why they can't be by the goal, like we said at the beginning, go to a shir, get a fish, get the chakras on time. They miss here and there, and they will have good to root some. This hurts me, that hurts me, and you know, this hurts me, and this is bothering me. So from the Terutzim, they might get away with it. Come Shemayim, there'll be a check. Okay, you weren't responsible. But the Maila and the Madrega, and the level that you could have achieved by going anywhere, Rabbi Yisrael. And again, everybody has to know that level is unbelievable, Rabbi Yisrael. And that level you'll never get with the Terutzim. Terutzim will be there, and you'll be exempt. But exemptions never made anybody into a great person, Rabbi Yisrael. Terutzim answers, and all these different tainas and svaras why I don't have to do it, it could be 100% true, Rabbi Yisrael, but you'll never achieve the greatness that you could have. You have to learn to not live with all these terutzim, to try to push ourselves a little bit more to the level where we have to realize how much we can get by not settling and not just saying it's okay, but to go a little bit further, push ourselves a little bit more about that. And we'll see, not only in the next world, but even this world, you'll see the reward for the levels and the geschmack and the enjoyment of our successes about that. Shmi Zeicha, to see those successes and see us to reach our real potential. And we'll feel really accomplished. And in that turn, Hashem will see our tremendous accomplishments also, and he will shine upon us and shower upon us all the good that there is, and culminating in Mashiach, who came here and made all men.